And then beginning next week, October 3rd through the 7th, you can head to Silver Spot Cinemas right here at University Place for the inaugural Film Fest 919. Brand new film festival, a five-day affair. It is getting a ton of buzz. Got written up in Variety, a lot of national publications as well, generating a lot of excitement here in Chapel Hill. Movies include Roma. This is getting Oscar buzz. The Old Man and the Gun, Robert Redford's movie. Boy Erased with Lucas Hedges. And that is just the beginning of this awesome lineup. There are three women who have co-founded this event. Randy Emmerman, who is at Silver Spot here in Chapel Hill. Publicist Carol Marshall and Claudia Puig, who is a longtime film critic with NPR and USA Today and president of the Los Angeles Film Critics Association. And Claudia Puig joins us now on the phone to talk about Film Fest 919. Claudia, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So what was the inspiration for getting together and organizing this festival, and what was it that led you to bring it here to Chapel Hill?
Well, it was we're looking for a community that we felt would be engaged and culturally attuned and sophisticated and intelligent, and so Chapel Hill was right at the top of that list. And as you mentioned, the co-founder Randy Emmerman lives there and has nothing but wonderful things to say about your beautiful city and the state in general. So we thought it was kind of a natural fit.
How long is this in the making?
Well, we began talking about it, about a year and a half ago, and then we had a kickoff event. I think I may have met you for that, actually, about a year ago, last October. And so I'd say it's been well over a year, maybe a year and a half in the making, and finally it's coming to fruition this coming week, so we're really excited.
And it's a really terrific lineup of films. I had a chance to look at the lineup earlier today. And anyone who's listening out there, if you want to get the full lineup, you can head online to filmfest919.com. The number's 919. Go there and get the full schedule of what's playing and when, and some really terrific films. So what was the process like to select the films? Were they submitted? Did you reach out to filmmakers? How did the whole lineup come together?
Well, mostly I reached out to filmmakers and to, distributors. I have been on a kind of a nonstop film festival attending binge. I was in Telluride for their film festival, and then I went to the Toronto Film Festival. I was at Sundance earlier in the year. We also pulled some films from Venice and Cannes, which I unfortunately was not able to go to. But we just been, hearing about the best films. I've been seeing the best films, and so it was just a matter of kind of reaching out. I know a lot of people in the industry, fortunately, and then there's some other films that we had heard about that hadn't played anywhere, but we knew were great, and then reaching out to filmmakers that were recommended. So it's been quite a process. It's been a really fun process putting together the lineup that we have, and I'm really proud of it because we, in our 36 films, a quarter of them are made by women. 10 of them are made by people of color. A third of the films are foreign. 13 of the films are foreign, and then they represent about 17 countries around the world. So it's a really eclectic slate, a real global cinema, along with, a lot of the films that are on the short list for Best Picture Oscars, Best Foreign Language Oscars, Best Acting Awards, and our opening night film is just this amazing masterpiece called Roma by Alfonso Cuarón, who made Gravity and won an Oscar for it. And we will have the two stars from the film in attendance. So we'll have lots of filmmakers attending too, which we're really thrilled about to be hosting them and having them come to Chapel Hill and experience, the wonderful hospitality in your city, and just having the opportunity for film fans to meet with filmmakers and attend a couple. We have in addition to the Q&As we'll be doing after the films, we have a couple panels, like the screenwriters panel. We'll have five screenwriters attending and talking about what it's like to write films. And then we'll have another panel on tax incentives for filming in North Carolina, and so it's just, I think it's going to be a really wonderful event, and I Looking forward to meeting a lot of your listeners there.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Claudia Puig, filmfest919.com for much more information on the festival, which again is going to be at Silver Spot October 3rd through the 7th. And Claudia mentioned all of those terrific film festivals. A lot of the movies that are going to be screening have won awards at all of those festivals. You mentioned Roma, and yes. I'm excited about that because I love Cuarón as a director.
Just
unbelievably
it
good.
Is,
just yeah.
He is. I have to tell you, I was blown away, and I'm not very easily blown away after 20 years as a film critic. You know, you've seen a lot, but I was completely transported by that film. It is easily my favorite film of the year, probably my favorite film of many years. He always pushes the envelope. He always does something new, and this is very intimate and personal. It's the story of his childhood, as well as kind of a look at Mexico and a love letter in a way to Mexico. It's all about, you know, family. And he does incredible things with sound, using the latest in Dolby Atmos sound. And then the cinematography in black and white is just startling. It's so beautiful. And it's also very, very moving as a really personal story. So it's just fires on all cylinders. It's amazing.
And that's going to screen on Wednesday night, the 3rd. What are some of the other movies that you're most excited about that we should be getting excited about, too?
Yes, that one will be opening night with the two stars of the film. We also have Bel Canto, which is the adaptation of the very popular novel by Ann Patchett. Paul Weitz is the director. Julianne Moore and Ken Watanabe are stars. Paul Weitz will be in attendance. We have Boy Erased, which is directed by Joel Edgerton and stars Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman. We have Nicole Kidman in a really interesting film called Destroyer, which is directed by Karen Kusama, and she'll be in attendance along with the screenwriter of the film, who happens to be her husband as well. And in that, Nicole Kidman plays a kind of hard-boiled police detective in a noir kind of film set in Los Angeles, and it's a role unlike anything you've ever seen her in. She always, takes on some really, really interesting roles, and this is probably one of her most interesting. And I think, she'll be on the short list for Best Actress. There's a wonderful Italian film called Dog Man that is very much in sort of the bicycle thieves mode, very neo-realist. We have a film by the Iranian filmmaker Asghar Farhadi called Everybody Knows, starring Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem. We have The Favorite, which stars Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz. It's just a fantastic film set in England. We have The Green Book, which won at the Toronto Film Festival, directed by Peter Farrelly in his first sort of dramatic debut, and that stars Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali. We have The Old Man and the Gun, which is Robert Redford's, what he says is his final performance. And we've just added today Monsters and Men, which stars John David Washington, who is, of course, the star of Black Klansman and the son of Denzel Washington. He is also in Old Man and the Gun, and he will be attending the festival. This was something we just
awesome
found out about an hour ago. Yeah, yeah.
That's
You're the first to hear it.
That's great. Oh, my God. Okay, so mentioned so many, and I know you mentioned Rome is your number one of the year, but if you were to make a list of, like, your top 10 movies of 2018 that you've seen so far, how many of them are represented at this festival?
Oh, I would say probably 8 of the 10, if not more. July 22nd is on that list. For me, that's Paul Greengrass, who's done a lot of the Bourne films. And did United 93. This is very much in the vein of United 93. It's set in Norway. They had a sort of a right-wing terrorist shooting, and so it's all about that. There is a film that I really love that I saw at Sundance called Private Life that stars I'm just blanking out on his name. Oh, my gosh. I will have to look that one up. I'm picturing this man's face. It's Tamara Jenkins as a filmmaker. Paul, is that an Italian last name? Paul, gosh. Okay, let me look this up really quick while I'm talking to you. Anyway, we just added that.
Giamatti.
This is one of my favorites. Thank you, Giamatti.
I had to look that one up, too.
I could see his face.
Yeah, right.
Shoplifters is this Japanese film that is amazing. We'll probably be having some folks from the Asian Studies Department over at UNC talking about, you know, the sort of how that fits into the sociology and current culture of Japan. So that should be a really interesting discussion. There's a movie called The Sisters Brothers that is one of my favorites. A really fantastic movie out of Denmark called The Guilty. That is like a police thriller that's really riveting. That's one of my favorites of the year. Papernaum, which is a Lebanese film that also won at Cannes. That's one of my favorites. I feel like this is a lineup. There's a film from Colombia called Birds of Passage that gives you a window into their indigenous culture as well as current day Colombia. It's like taking a trip around the world. There's a film from the Netherlands called Girl about a transgender young woman who wants to become a ballerina. It's a very, very eclectic mix of films. And I really urge people to come out and see it, because I don't think you're going to see anything quite this expansive in one place. And then, of course, to get to meet the filmmakers and all that.
Again, filmfest919.com is the website. Go there and get the full lineup of all of these really cool movies, more information about showtimes and screenings and associated events and everything else. Claudia Puig, we've got to let you go, but before we do, other things that people ought to know about this festival, other cool events that are going to be happening associated with it that people ought to know about?
Yes, we'll be having some great parties as well. So we have something tied in with... like a Western-themed party tied in with the Sisters Brothers, which if you go on our website, filmfest919.com, you can find out all about it. I've mentioned we have the panels coming up. We have one documentary that we'll be showing. These are all narrative films, but the documentary is by Morgan Neville, who won an Oscar for 23 from Stardom a couple years ago, and also did the movie about Mr. Rogers. And it's all about Orson Welles and his final movie. So that's why we added that, because it is about the film industry. So, you know, there'll be lots of opportunities to enjoy food and drink, as well as just fantastic films. And it goes from October 3rd to October 7th. It's at Silver Spot Cinema at University Place. And we hope to see as many people as possible there.
Awesome. Again, filmfest919.com is the website. Go there and find out more, and head to Silver Spot October 3rd through the 2nd for the festival. It's going to be awesome. Claudia Puig, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.